I may address some of that myself later. But we got a brother that's going to be teaching this morning. About time you got back, Dave.
Yeah.
Brother Dave Barnes, come on up.
We need to put that up there so it bugs my wife crazy.
Don't let your croak up in the corner there.
Anyway.
He doesn't listen. Obviously.
As much as I can. We are going through some difficult times in our country right now. Yes, sir, right behind you. There's a whole bunch of extra outlines right back there. And, you know, these are not times that we haven't seen before in different ways and different sizes. And we need to understand that evil exists for a reason. Evil is here for a reason. Evil is here, period, and we have to deal with it. Times are tough right now. I've never seen in my lifetime where people are tearing down every monument they can, whether it had anything to do with, you know, Confederacy or not. You know, what's the guy that did the Star Spangled Banner? Yeah, that was during my wife informs me, the American Indian Wars or whatever. War of 1812. And they tore his monument down. I mean, it's just crazy. A lot of people are being hurt. A lot of businesses have been destroyed. It's a very sad time. And so I wanted to address the idea of evil, because the world is full of it right now. But let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to study and teach and learn and take this information back out to the world so we can make a difference in people's lives. We have the opportunity right now to touch people with the love of Christ in a way that can be calming to them in these times of turmoil. And we have that knowledge and that heart. Give us the power to open up and discuss that with people when times are difficult and they're hurting and they're in pain. We ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The world is embracing evil on all levels, I have titled. I wrote most of this when 9/11 happened. And I went back and pulled it out and changed it around a little bit because you know what? Evil continues. How many years ago was that? And now we're back again. This way it's different, but it's still there. Let's go to the paper. We are dealing with evil on many levels. Riots in the streets, abortion up to the time of birth, people being attacked and killed like never before. But why is it happening? Why does evil exist? These are questions we'll explore in this study. Why evil exists and how to deal with it. Evil exists because Satan fell from a position with God in the very beginning, back in the day. Evil was not created by God, but is the result of the rejection of God. Let's see how that happened. Okay? Because people go, God allows this evil thing. Well, evil happened because of free will. We'll see that in a second here. The archangel who became Satan, Lucifer, was expelled from heaven altogether with all the other angels who followed him, who joined him or followed him, in an act of rebellion. The cause of his fall was pride, a desire to be independent from God and equal to God. That's what he wanted. Lucifer wanted to be more than what he was created status could permit him to be. His free will at that point put him out of heaven, and evil begins. Satan's fall couldn't have occurred without real freedom of choice. He had the ability to choose either to obey God or a self-centered focus aimed at considering himself the source of controller of his existence. That's what he went to. His choice for the second alternately constitutes the origin of evil in our universe. Evil is not created by God, but is rather a perversion of his creation, resulting in the using of free will against the very purpose it was created for. That's why evil exists. Now, what do we do with it? It's everywhere right now. I mean, it's amazing to me in these riots. I'm sorry if I found myself in the middle of one of those things, I would probably get beat to death because I'd stand up against some of these clowns, and I'm sure I would pay the price for it. There's no doubt about it. It is very sad when you see people in your country turning against the country entirely and not even knowing what they're doing. They're just out there destroying things to destroy things. It's a very sad state. Now, evil's always existed. It's just now we're seeing it in a different way. Now we're seeing it on the streets. Now we're seeing it in front of us. Do you think the rapture's coming soon? Boy, the more this plays out, the more I think it is. You know? Dave's Pizza Parlor in heaven, it's going to be open sooner than you think. Everyone. That's where we're going to have our first meeting, our first fellowship will be at Dave's Pizza Parlor. That's right. Reservations are automatic for everybody in this room. you go to the front of the line, okay? Just so you know.
But is it free pizza?
It's all free. At that point. And the best free pizza you've ever eaten. All right. Today we are free to live for God out of love, not obligation, in the dispensation of grace. We do not do what we do because of a fear of getting punished. We do what we do because of what God has already done for us. Our motivation is different. Most of religion is motivated by fear. I better do this, or I'm not going to win points. I'm not going to get this. I'm not going to get into heaven. I'm not going to make these people happy. I'm blah, 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 whatever it is. That's the wrong motivation. That is religion. That is evil. Let's think about it. When you are controlling people because of their fear, you have not allowed them to freely give and live and give back to the world out of love. You now control them. That is a very important difference in understanding your Bible. We're not here to serve God out of fear. We're not here to be beat down by a religious system and perform or else. We're here to reflect the love of Christ back to the world that we understand and accept in our finished work of grace. We do things because it's the right thing to do, not out of fear. Because fear is not just the evil in the world. It's what's happening in religion, too. Very important to understand that. Because that's the reality most people live with. And if you're out there on the internet listening to this, that's probably what you grew up with. If not, still under today. Okay? Let's look through some verses. So everybody get your Bibles out, because I'm going to ask you to read these. I know everybody just jumps on this. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Verses 13 and 14.
For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Wonderful. We've been called to liberty to give back. We're not called to liberty to take advantage. You see the difference? And you know what? When we do things to take advantage of situations, it never feels good in the end. We've all been down that road many times. Oh, I'm gonna get one over on these guys or whatever. You might be thinking that way, it may not be that dramatic, but the reality is when you do things from the wrong motivation, there is no joy. There is no joy in Mudville. Sorry. It doesn't happen. When you do things from the right motivation, there is great joy. Stories from the week here. Dave Ward joins in these weird things. I'm at the post office. Same day, in fact. I'm at the post office. This elderly gentleman. No, I'm 62, so I guess I'm elderly too. I don't know. But this guy was 20 years on me. He's in front of me. You know, you got to wait to get to the window. And he gets up to the window, and he's going to mail some little package. And it was like $2.48. All he had was a dollar. He goes, oh my God, all I've got is a dollar. He hadn't been in the post office in so long. I thought it was going to be a dollar to send this thing off. And I just stepped up and said, here, here's a few more bucks. Oh, thank you. He's going to have to go all the way home, get the money, and come all the way back to get this letter mailed to his son. You know, and it's like $2-3, whatever I gave him. And then and he goes, oh, thank you. And I said, no problem. You know, it's wonderful that, you know, I could live here, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy at the post office goes, here's your change. I said, no, leave it there. Somebody else is going to need it later today. You know, simple thing, okay? Positive stuff, okay? And if you get a chance, you can talk to him about the love of Christ. Second time that day, Wendy's, I'm going in to eat one of those Frosties because they're really healthy. Mid-afternoon, I pull in, I'm driving through the drive-up, and there's a lady in front of me walking through the drive-up. So I open my window and I said, ma'am, they're not going to serve you. I've already done this before. They will not serve you unless you're in a car and it's something with a legal situation. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I've been there. We did that out in West somewhere. And she goes, oh, no. I said, no, jump in. So she jumps in the van. And she's like 70 years old, 65, 70 years old. She jumps in the van. And we start talking. We get to the window. I buy her food for her, okay? She was going to then stand. It's 100 degrees out. Elderly lady. Stand for the bus for the next 2 hours before the bus takes her home. I said, where do you live? She goes, oh, I live by Baptist Hospital. I said, let's go. We're taking you home. So on the way there, we got a chance to talk about Christ. I find out that she's volunteering to this food service every day. And I know something about the food service. It's an amazing small world, okay? We had great little fellowship in the car. Got her phone number. I'm going to donate some money to her food service thing because it's a really wonderful thing they're doing, feeding people. Wow, you know? And opportunities everywhere. Even at 100 degrees in the Wendy's drive-thru. We both enjoyed our Frosties, by the way, just so you know. They were very healthy and very delicious.
Can I listen to your pizza for all?
Sure. Whatever you want is going to be there. We'll make it happen. The point is, we have opportunities all the time to do something wonderful. Are you going to be able to share the gospel each time? No, not necessarily. But you can do the right thing and make a difference in people's lives. Help them out, okay? And sometimes, and I've seen this happen, one of my friends who I gave money to a while back, he's actually asked me about my spirituality. Wow, you do all this spiritual stuff. We'll get a chance to talk. He's not saved, not even close. I'm talking about Mike. He's not even saved, not even close. But it's a start. And who knows, you know what I mean? Back to the paper. No, because this was the only possible way to have free communication of love with God is through our free will. Without free will, mankind would only have been a lifeless world of robots. We all know that. In order to have the perfect communication of love with the created being needs to be able to choose it freely. This is why we have terrorism, starvation, disease, murder, war, etc. in our world. And I remember Frank pointed out something. I said, man, those wars never stop. They've never stopped from the very beginning of time. War after war after war, men's trying to kill each other, steal territory, or whatever they're doing. It's mind-boggling. Evil's there. Although such events are used by atheists as reasons why God doesn't exist, they actually represent the cost of preserving our sometimes misused free will. Okay? Evil exists, so we have a choice. And that choice is to choose God or not. There is evil all around us on many levels. We cannot avoid it. Instead, we are to look to God to help dealing with it. If you're stressed out right now, I'm going to give you some verses so you don't have to be stressed out. Guess what? The world is not coming to an end. It's just another evil passing through, doing crazy stuff that, yes, maybe seem more extreme than normal, but it's not any more extreme than evil. Evil is evil. And that's the reality, okay? Even in times past, man did not fully understand why evil existed. Flip your page if you got it, which you don't, because you've got all two pages. Let's turn to Habakkuk. I can't ever pronounce this. H-A-B. Habakkuk? Thank you. Let's go to Habakkuk 1, 2 through 4. I'm not sure where I found this verse, but I found it. I have no idea. It's talking about the fact that evil's always been around. Let's look at the verse quickly. 2 through 4, if you can find it in your Bibles. Yeah, it's dusty. Got to go back to the dusty section. Habakkuk, whatever. You want to? Joe, you want to read it?
Okay. Oh, Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee for violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that that raise up strife and contention.
Go ahead, go to 4.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Therefore the law is slack, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth.
The world's been like this for a long time. I mean, the verse is difficult to get to, but it helps us understand that, okay? Today is a major force in our world. Something we will never go away until we leave this world. Something we deal with daily until when? The rapture. Okay? When the rapture comes, bingo bango, it's all gone. And that's going to be a wonderful time. And I definitely look forward to that. Possibly very soon. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Kind of lays it out. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Principalities, against powers. You know, those of us who have a positive, conservative Christian perspective cannot even understand how these people think. These rioters and these people, I understand that there's need to be change in some areas. I get that. To destroy everything in the town to make those changes?
It's not about the riot.
What's that?
Don't focus on the riot.
No, it's about counterproductive. That's the problem. Protesting, I'm all about that. Whenever you need to protest about it, get in the streets and do it.
Protesting.
Yeah, but destroying people's properties and killing each other and what have you is just crazy.
But people got it wrong.
It's not the protesters doing it, it's the infiltrators doing
it. Whatever it is, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a sad situation, though.
One thing about what you're mentioning is the power that Google has over our news media and everything.
Oh, sure.
I'm noticing now And as I watch Fox News, I go to the other stations to see what's not true, sure. And I come back. and I'm noticing on Fox News now that the sound will go out.
Yeah.
You have to change a few channels and then come back, and then the sound will return. But if you don't do that, somebody will just say, oh, I can't hear that. And it's usually around something very important thing they're mentioning.
The same thing happens.
And it's going out. And so they can influence that. They can shut it off. But all you do is go a couple of channels, come back, and it's right back there again. So yeah. It's amazing what...
It's a difficult time right now for all that.
Powerful influences are out there.
Newspapers have no impact. Remember back in the day, it's in the newspaper. Who cares? It's all about the internet. Cable TV. Cable TV is slowly going away. It's about the internet, which gives us all these different views, which may not be true or not true at all. That's the problem. It's chaos out there. Definitely a sad place to be. I've written down, however, to deal with evil, we must first understand our position in God, where the true power is. This will give us the confidence to stand and fight against these difficult times. To not be fearful. Because I get fearful. I'm watching the news. I'm seeing this stuff happening. I'm going to... My teams went up to Atlanta this last week. They brought their pistols with them just in case they needed them. Working in Atlanta. They didn't know it was going to be an encounter. That's a sad state of events when you're going to film some barbecue or food cooking and you got to bring your pistol with you. Fearful. Scary times. You know, obviously nothing happened. But you never know, and they were prepared to at least deal with whatever they might have to deal with. That's an unfortunate situation. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 33, if somebody could read those. Because we need to understand this, because this is where we're at, which is a very strong place to be.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Stop there a second. What a great statement. What a great statement. Now, do we believe that? Do we let that sink in? No, of course not. Well, let's go ahead and continue.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies.
Do you think the early people in the dispensation of grace... We're dealing with a whole lot of judgment, a whole lot of wrath, a whole lot of in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Times are tough. They were probably tougher in some ways than they are now. It's a tough time now, but we have the ability to kind of stay out of it if we're smart. It doesn't mean we can't accidentally get caught up in it, but we have those opportunities. Back then, their whole lives were wrapped around this stuff, and they were dealing with it. Sad place to be. It's a sad place to be today. But you know what? We are protected. We are in a good place. We cannot lose in the end, I have written down. However, for a time, it may seem that evil has the upper hand. But we all know how to deal with, that the deal with is only a temporary state. That's what we're dealing with right now. When the stock market crashed 50 days ago, it wasn't a long time ago, it was the end of the world. And everybody I knew was like, oh my God, I've lost half my money in the stock market. I said, stop, leave it alone. This is America. We'll be back. It might be the end of the year. It might be next year or whatever. Guess what? It's this week already. In 50 days, we've come back to where we were. In 50 days. I wish I'd thrown more money back in, But the reality is, we threw some back in. But the reality is, just like God, this is going to pass. This evil time is going to pass. All these things are going to go away again. Are we going to be better for it? I don't know. I don't know if our country's evolving forward or backwards. I kind of think backwards, and I think it will continue to go backwards. Okay? Until we're raptured out of here and Dave's pizza kicks in. Okay? That's the reality. We got to face that. But we don't have to face out of fear. We don't have to live in this kind of angst. Do you know what I'm talking about? When all this stuff's going on, you feel like, oh my God, It's just eating me up slowly. What can I do? Can I do anything? And if I can't, what can I do? This is crazy. It's just crazy if you spend your time thinking that way. Because God says, no, this is all part of the big picture. I got this. You'll be okay.
It's coming. A hurricane comes. We get ready for it. We're ready. Yeah. Same thing.
If somebody's out there and they don't have Christ, you're watching this on the internet, The sad part is the crisis that's going on in the world right now, the sad part is that you do not have Christ. And you are not going to heaven. If you've not placed your faith in the finished work of Christ alone. Okay? His death, burial, resurrection for your justification. It is tough to give all of religion up and accept the finished work of Christ.
Those people are more destitute than they realize.
Yes, they've lost it all at that point. We were watching a thing on 60 Minutes, CBS Morning Show. Cat Stevens, back in the day, now he's something. Yeah. Muslim. He's Muslim. It's sad. I love his music. I grew up with his music. And he's not going to heaven. I'm not going to listen to what they're playing. I could probably play his CDs, okay? But the reality is he's not coming. He's a Muslim. He's a nice guy. Very caring, blah, 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 etc. But you know what? He's not going to be in heaven. And that's a sad situation. So is true of millions of people we know. Nice people, but they're not going to heaven. And when you share the love of Christ with them, and you share the gospel with them, and they kind of say, well, that's good, okay, see you later. That's fine for me, but no, that's not for you. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Yep. My brother-in-law, which pastor, on Facebook goes, all I can say is, you're a Democrat at the core, and that's the only thing. Whatever. You got mad at my brother-in-law. Yeah. He's a crazy guy on Facebook. He is. He's like radical to the max. And I just, every once in a while, I'm sad. I'm terrible. I throw a bone out there just to get him going. Yeah. And he'll go for like 3 days on something. Dave, you've got to, Dave. And I don't answer any of those. And, you know, 2-3 weeks later, I'll throw another bone. You know, it's pretty entertaining. Pastor's like, all I can say is, You're a Democrat, you're alive, or whatever. That was it. You know, that's the only redeeming quality you have. It's sad. Because he's extreme. You know, and that's just where it is. You know, now we're a man. I totally lost here. Let's go to verse 32 and 33 now. Romans chapter 8. Oh, we did that.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
818.
Okay. 818. Thank you. That's where we're at. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
That's Sylvia's version.
All right.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Yep. No matter what you're dealing with. Man, we've got. Do you ever slow down enough to really sit there and think about the position we have in Christ? You know what I mean? And sometimes we don't think about it. We understand it. We teach it. We talk about it. We don't. But you never let it sink in sometimes. You know, when you go to bed tonight, close your eyes and just think about what a wonderful, wonderful position you have with God. The peace that passes all understanding. The total acceptance of you in God's eyes. All those wonderful things you do, and guess what? All the not so wonderful things you do. Because, you know, none of us do not wonderful things, right? We're all saints in this room. I can see that. I see a lot of halos. Yeah, it's got a room full of halos. Yep. Exactly, but Irma especially. She has two halos.
Wow.
I'll get some mileage out of that later. Okay. We are, I've got written down, we are all part of an eternal plan that God has set before us. This is a journey that never sits still. And we all grow and change according to God's purpose. Do you realize that this was planned by, God knew it was going to happen. He knew everything was going to happen in the world today before it ever happened. He knew where you were going to be before it happened. What a wonderful thing. So this is something that's out of control. Alright? It's playing out. It's playing out to the end. As it should. And what we've seen in the last 2 months is radical compared to what we saw in the last 5 years, 10 years. It's playing out to the end. Alright? It's not something terrible. Yes?
It's just nobody on the left likes Donald Trump. They hate his guts.
Right.
They're doing anything and everything they can to oppose him, get him out of office, and get him out of the way, so political life can go back to some sort of normalcy.
Right.
And they can grab, steal, corrupt, take away,
yep,
all these things without interference. Somebody that actually loves this country, he's the problem.
Yeah. He's stirring up the hornet's nest. Is he at times juvenile? Absolutely. He acts like a seventh grader. I think he's a moron sometimes. And I really do. You know, the way he acts, the way he operates. I put that on my Facebook. That's got my brother-in-law going. I said, make it perfectly clear. I think he's an idiot. He's a chimp. Blah, 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 blah. But I like the direction he's taking the country.
Yeah,
and I like what's happening in business and going back to America and focusing on America. I like all that. Well, that took my brother-in-law off the roof.
Especially when you said, I'm going to vote for
him. Yeah, yeah. That's why he's got my vote. And it was just like, it was crazy. Dave, you've gone to the dark side. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. I should read it to you. It's pretty entertaining. So let's take a look at where we're at with God here. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 31 says, Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Isn't that true? If I prayed for, I'd be winning the lottery every single week if I got my way. Okay? I'd be giving the money away. Trust me, I got plenty of plans for it. When I win the lottery, we're going to have some great times. People are going to be benefiting from it a lot. Okay? Haven't won yet, but I'm working on it. I keep praying for it. Okay? But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for it. Yeah, exactly. The groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit gets in the middle of that for us because we don't know what we should ask for. We don't know what's important. We don't know where the world's going. God does it. Okay? And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of Dave. Is that what it says? Okay, the will of Irma.
No. Getting close here.
Yeah. The will of God. God is in charge of this, not us. Be comforted with that in these difficult times. Realize that he's got a plan here. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Are you there? I challenge you. We all are here. Most people in this room I know are. Okay? And hopefully everybody is. But if you're out there in the internet world seeing this, and you're not at peace with God, you need to look into this. You need to understand what God has done for you. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ means that I can accept that as a finished work for my justification and be at peace with God. That means I got to get rid of my ego. That means I got no value. That means I got to get rid of religion. That has no value. I have to personally come to God and say, I got it. I accept it. It is finished. Yes.
For the forgiveness of sin.
For the forgiveness of sin. Yes. Very important. Not to get you in the game and now you need to perform to make sure those sins are covered. Because that's what religion teaches. Okay? Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did he predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. We are in a very, very special position. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and whom he called, then he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. Do you feel the glorification? Well, I haven't yet, but you know, it's coming. Yeah. It's coming. Do you understand that? If you are here and you believe in the finished work of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection for justification, thank you, you're at peace with God. And the rest of the world doesn't matter. Because guess what? Eternity is a lot longer than the 62 years I've already lived on the earth. And I'm going to live another 40 or 50, so I mean, even that will be pretty small by comparison. Especially the way I eat. I mean, I'm a master at this. That being said. Well, that's good stuff. All right. Verse 31. What shall we say these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? All right. That's it. Simple. Live it. Accept it. Be at peace with it. Don't be fearful. Okay? God is for us and nothing can change this. Nothing that the world can do will stop the love of God from coming through. Do you believe that? I do. Do I understand that all the time? No. Okay? When I'm having problems with clients or business or employees or cash flow, I'm like, ooh, I'm all angst out here. Ooh, okay? And you'd think after 46 years of business, I quit being angst out. I mean, God is obviously taking care of me, all right? I should have been gone long ago with the stupidity I had. But I still get angst out about it. You know what? God's in charge. And he's taking care of us. That's how it works. No evil will ever change this, no matter how bad things look. Okay? Take a deep breath. You're okay. God's here. He's in charge. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Let me read these 35 through 39. Kind of lays out all these situations. And you're going to see everything that's happening today in this stuff here. 8, 35 through 39. Scott?
Sure.
Thanks.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation...
That's like now, folks. Go on.
Or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword.
That's wars. Go on.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Wow.
Amen.
I look, verse 36, you don't think about much, but look what it says. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter, because we are in Christ. And he was slaughtered. He was killed for our benefit. You know? Think about it. Very interesting. If you're worried, you're doing it to yourself. God's in charge. I've got written down, these are not verses to take lightly. In times like these, we can all be a powerful witness for Christ. Now is the time to tell others about God's love and grace and peace. You know what? It's difficult to do when people are terrified about everything around them. But if they see you at peace, if they see your example of trying to help others or caring or worried about them, how many times do you send a text to people, you know, how are you doing during this? Are you okay? I've sent out a few of those, I need to send more. You know, just see where they're at. Opportunities may open up. They may want to know, why are you at peace? The guys at Bush Hall, I do a lot of work for that company, they talk to me a lot about my spirituality now, because when we went to conventions, they always pray. It's a great company. They pray before events, pray before meetings, which is wonderful. So we're at these conventions, and instead of praying that nobody would trip in the space of our convention hall and get hurt, blah, 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 I prayed, let's reflect the love of Christ back to the people. That was a revolutionary prayer for some of those guys. I wasn't concerned about people getting hurt. I was concerned about our ability to share the love of Christ with people. And now they're starting to talk to me about it. Wow, I love that prayer. I love that. And we're talking. Because it's different than religion. Religion is boom, 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 so God will bless us. The love of Christ is, what can I do to make a difference in the world? Because I've already been blessed, yes.
See, David, that's a good thing. And because most people, when they're out in the public or on a business thing, they're afraid to mention Christ and how much they love Christ. Right. Well, when they see somebody that does, then it's an awareness to them.
Yep.
So, my God, what kind of a man is this? I need to check him out a little more. He may have some knowledge I need, because you're not afraid.
Right.
And the majority of the people are afraid to mention Christ outside of this room.
Yeah.
Or ashamed.
And they all know I'm crazy up there. So they're like, wow, this crazy guy's got a relationship with God. I want to know more. I mean, I have a good time in life with these people. I have a great time with them. I do a lot of things with them. You know, we work together on lots of projects. And I am so timid, I hardly ever joke. You know, I keep it kind of quiet. But you know what? They get it anyway. The reality is, but you know what? They're talking. They want to know more. I have some people at Baptist Hospital. They wanted to know more. I gave them my book. So now they go around going, oh yeah, he wrote this book on this when they introduced me to something. Oh, he wrote this book on spirituality. I mean, obviously they read it, which is great. You know, what kind of impact it made, I don't know. But you never know, okay? So be ready, especially during tough times. Because during tough times, people are hurting. And you can say, you know, you don't have to hurt. This is part of the big plan. No, it's crazy. No, it's not. Let's talk about why. You don't have to be a genius. Just share the love of Christ. And if you don't have the answer, say, hey, I'll look that up and get back to you. I'll look those verses up and get back to you, because I don't have time right now to pull them out of my head. Because I don't remember things in my head. I have to have them all written down. I can't tell you my last name if it is written down. It's just the way it is. It's getting worse as I get older. This last week, I've noticed that. It's like, I need to talk to, what's their name? I've dealt with these people for hundreds of years. Oh, what's their name? I had to look one up on the internet. I couldn't remember. Oh, yeah, it's Billy. Okay, whatever, you know. Sad. It gets worse. But the opportunities are there. You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Somebody? Yep. Peace. Wow, that's a nice thing, isn't it? Galatians 5:22. I love this one. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, godliness, and faith. When we're in Christ, those are attributes we can share with the world. Are you really good with that long-suffering thing? I have a hard time with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, being patient. When it's taking 8,000 years for somebody to check out just three people in front of you because they can't figure out how the machine works, and you want to go up there and help them, but that's just, you know, crazy. Am I long-suffering? Probably not most of them. But I do share the love of Christ. I do some of the others pretty well. So I'm making up for it here, okay? Help others, you know? Gentleness. Get that lady in the car, it's 100 degrees. Buy her a Frosty and drive her home. For God's sake, you know what I mean? This lady was only 66. We'll get talking about aging. She looked like she was 90. Okay, she had a tough life.
Hope she's not watching.
No. Maybe she is.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. There we go. Ephesians chapter 6, 14 through 17. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, that's the starting point, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, that's where, you know, when you have that faith, the rest of the stuff all fits together, okay? That's a shield that protects us. Our faith allows us to handle the world today. Whether ye shall be, whether ye shall be to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All right? When all this stuff's happening, I got faith. God's got this in charge. Are we drawn to it? Absolutely. Everybody's drawn to a car wreck. You want to see it. You're going to turn on TV, watch the riots, you're going to watch whatever, okay? That's the nature of man. But God's got it in charge. We can be at peace with that. You know, we need to reflect on that. And when we do, it's pretty good. 17, take the helmet of salvation. If you don't have salvation, you do not have the helmet. Guess what? Your head's going to get hit, and you could die. The helmet of salvation, that protects us for eternity. And the sword of the Spirit, information, knowledge, which is the Word of God. Real simple. When tough times happen, we have God to fall back on. Actually, we don't have to fall back on it. We have God. We have to be aware of what God's already in charge of. That's a better way of saying it. Thank you, Sylvia. But that's absolutely true. Okay? Do you have peace? I do. Amen. You know, even in the chaos. As I've gotten older, I've learned a couple important things. When the world comes to an end, I have a thing called the three-day rule. I don't even worry about it for 3 days. Because either one, it's going to solve itself. Two, by the third day, it'll be obvious what direction I need to go. Okay? Or number three, it doesn't matter. 3 days. Unless somebody's bleeding out. I'm like, and if my employees are like, oh, boss, we got to do this and this and this. I'm like, it's Monday? Get back to me Wednesday or Thursday. We'll talk about it. Wednesday or Thursday comes around, and guess what? They've already figured it out. They've already solved it. They've already taken care of it. Or it's not important. Either way, in 3 days, a whole lot of things resolve themselves. You want to be at peace? Give yourself the three-day rule. If you're bleeding, fine. Get stitches. But if you're not, be patient. It's amazing how things change in a few days. Different perspective on things. Even in times like these I have written down, we can have peace. We may not understand why, but we can still have peace. Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Somebody read those for us. I'm assuming I'm doing okay. I haven't seen the hand yet. Good. All right. Oh, now I just got it. I mentioned the hand, and it shows up. She said, I have 5 hours. Great, thanks. Philippians 4, 6 through 7.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Do we do this enough?
No.
Now, when we go with all this stress and these issues and what have you, we don't give them to God. You know, when we do get around to it, yeah, we get peace. God's got this. Irma's been talking about that lately. Certain things are happening. God's got this. He does. We can have peace knowing that. We can go to bed at night knowing that. We can sleep well knowing that, okay? I don't have to handle this. God's got it. I made my requests known. Lord, this is killing me. I don't know what to do. This hurts so much. What can I do? Help me through this, whatever. But I can have the peace then. Because he's going to make the right choice. And things are going to happen the way they need to happen. And God has got this, not me. Even though as a guy, I have everything. I'm just saying. Just to let you know, I know everything, and I have everything because I'm a guy. That's the way it works, okay? Sadly, not very effectively, but that's the way it works. All right, back to the paper. These are difficult times for all Americans, but we will prevail. Our country was founded on the belief and focus in godly principles, and I believe that the core of our community still is the creation of that foundation. We, in the meantime, need to continue to pray for our leaders and to share the gospel of Christ with those who are around us. Pray for our leaders. They're going through a tough time, so they're making choices. Opportunities to share the love of Christ can be found everywhere. Now is the time to show the world what a difference we can all make. God is love, And we need to show that more than ever, overcoming evil with love. A couple of verses to finish this out here. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love worketh no ill toward his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Romans 12, 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Where does our focus need to be? Boy, we get so wrapped up worrying about stuff, and we see all this stuff happening to our country. What's going to happen next? Oh, this is going to happen. I was young. I went through the riots in 68. Okay, I remember those times. My father actually took me downtown to see the riots when they were doing the Democratic Convention from a distance. We weren't like in the middle of it, but we went. So we could say, look, this is important to understand what this is.
History.
Yeah, history. We saw it firsthand. My friends and I, we were blocks away watching these people tear up the town. It's happened before. It's going to happen again, no matter how peaceful it gets. And 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Right, I've got written up at the bottom of the page. No matter how difficult it seems, we are protected until we are redeemed. The rapture is not far away. We see instead of receive. A terrible thing, typing there. We can receive daily things turning from... We can see the other things turning for the worse. It's amazing how fast things change, and we can take peace in knowing that all things work together for good. So no matter how fast things are changing, and they boy are right now, this has all been done. This is all in God's good plan. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can study these things and be comforted by them, that we can understand these focuses and know that you're in charge, to know that what's going on, the craziness of our world, is for reasons that we may not understand and do not understand. But we understand that you're in charge, and that's what matters. We ask you to give us each the opportunity to share the love of Christ some way this week. Buy some Frosties, get out there and eat well. Do whatever we can. We ask opportunities to open up for us this week in your name. Amen.
Stay bright.